can't wait to get to what December means for us, astrologically speaking. You see, the stars, they're out. And they're moving in a shaking. And you heard us talk about Mercury being retrograde. Well, that's gone, thank God. But we've got some planetary changes coming up and a few highlights that I want you to learn about and see how it affects you, whatever your astrological sign is, with my friend Stacy Holler. So we're going to tune in to Stacy. Stacy, how are you tonight? So glad that we have you joining us back for the beginning of the month. Once again, can you believe we are in month 12 of 2021? How are you doing?
Like you, it's very hard to believe we're here. I'm doing great, battening down the hatches for the solar eclipse coming up on Saturday.
Yes.
As I'm sure many of us are starting to feel that energy already. Are you feeling it, Sarah?
Yeah, it's a little hot, too hot to handle, actually.
Funny you should say hot, because it is in, as we all know, we're in Sagittarian time, so we're in mutable fire time.
Wow. Come on, baby, light my fire. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. How hot is it going to get, Stacy?
Pretty darn hot, as they say. So I will say the solar eclipse that is coming on Saturday, it is, as you know, like a new moon on steroids is what a solar eclipse is.
Right.
But this one looks to be generally supportive.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of this coming into our life is to really focus on the things that we need to get rid of to clear space for new things in our life. Mm. So I think we're all going to feel it in different ways where it affects us, and we'll chat about that too. But a solar eclipse, different from a lunar eclipse, that's when outside events affect us. So things, it gets a little rough and tumbly. So, you know, fasten your seatbelt.
Are we not allowed to go high speed because we might endanger ourselves? Do tell, what's coming up?
Well, let's take a look at how it's going to affect everyone.
Okay.
So I will say, really, you'll see in, for each of you where the light is going to shine on for you to kind of clean house and make room for some new things in your life. So we'll start at the top with Aries. So my Aries friends, your focus is going to be on learning, expanding your horizons, maybe planning some new travel. Publishing is big in the house that your eclipse is sitting in. So if any of you are thinking of publishing a book, now would be a time to go for it.
Yeah.
Taurus, you're focusing on finances. So you might be comfortable in a job or comfortable with your income, but you're not going anywhere. So the light is shining on you. Change it up. Change your job. Change your business model. Look at your investments. Come up with a new plan. Now is the time where you can see growth. Now, my Gemini friends, they're focusing on partnerships, all types of partnerships in your seventh house. So this eclipse could bring on a new long-lasting commitment for you, or it might shine a light on your existing relationship, just in areas that you might need to work on. So if it's not great, but it's good, you'll have an opportunity to address those things to make it better. But as for all the signs, don't make any definitive decisions at the moment. Just ride it out. This isn't a time to make decisions, but to take a look at these things. Now, my Cancer friends, health is your theme. Take care of your body. Take care of your health. If you have some bad habits, now is the time to get a new regime or a new routine to shake that up. My Leo friends, it's all about love. So, Leos, if you're in a good relationship, you could go even deeper and better. If it's not the right person, the light's going to shine on what's not working for you. My Virgo friends, it's about home and family. Might be a move. Might shake up something in your home. Maybe you'll buy a new place. But sudden changes could happen in the home physically or within your family. Some sort of change or shake up. Libra, it's about communications for you. Your own message, standing in your own light, learning a new skill. Writing is really highlighted, Libra, so journaling and writing and your true self is a good time for you. Scorpio, how are you earning your money, Scorpios? If you're not doing something that you value and that you love, it's not working for you. Now is the time for you to do what you love, and when you do make that change and move, you will see your income increase. It will be there for you. Happy birthday, Sag. All my Sag friends are celebrating this month. And I know you folks have gone through a lot with relationships and yourself over the past 2 years. A lot of changes going on for you. So now is the time for you to stand in your own light and be confident to all aspects about yourself within those relationships. Capricorn, it's about your inner life, creating quiet time, space. Go untie and tangle. Get rid of all that old stuff, the old patterns and habits that's been carrying you on a deep level. Now's the time to go there and kind of work that stuff out so you could move on. Aquarius, it's about your sense of mission. What's really important in your life? What are your aspirations? What excites you? You have the opportunity with this eclipse to connect to what's really meaningful for you and to put it out in the world. Join a group and associate yourself with those bigger than yourself for where you know what's right for you in your life. And then we end with Pisces. Pisces, you're in the career sector this time. It's time for you to move up in your career. There are changes. Do something new or do it in a new way. You have an opportunity to move up in your career. So for everybody, it's all about letting go during this season. Hang on to the crazy stuff that happens. Just listen and observe and ride the waves. And don't make any big plans because you want to see how this pans out. But I love thinking of the eclipse as a big vision board for what you want to bring into your life now.
And they make so a we got a road to
work
right?
down, Sarah.
Yeah, we got a significant difference coming up with this energy, and it's going to shift and open up to some new horizons for everyone. But if I heard you correctly, no matter what it shines a light on or whatever it kind of starts to burn away so you can see, we need to just observe, sit, and be still and let the eclipse energy pass, take us into the new year, and then make our decisions from there. Is that correct, Stacey?
That's absolutely right. You cannot make decisions with all the turbulence that an eclipse brings. Just think of it as shining a flashlight in the areas of your life that you want to take a look at to consider and make room, but don't make any big plans. And what might be a little helpful, Sarah, I think you know this too, this eclipse is the exact same configuration that happened at the end of the year 2003, 18 years ago.
Yeah.
So if everybody out there wants to think about what they were experiencing 18 years ago, it will be very similar this time around. How do we deal with the things that came up then, and how do we want to maybe be different about the same issues coming up now?
Right, and what changes were we navigating at that time that have created the past 18, 19 years, and what has that looked like, and what changes are we getting ready to make now? Because it represents change, so this change is important.
I like to look at it that we're lucky that we have an opportunity to stop and reevaluate and take a look at things, right?
Exactly. Well, Stacey, as always, it's a pleasure to have you. Now, for our listeners, we want to let you know that if you need to know what does all this mean to me, because I don't know what house it's in and I need to understand my astrology a bit more, but I don't know much about it, Stacey's the one to talk to. You can go to destinyinthestars.com and get your natal chart done and find out, well, what the stars have in store for you. And those of you wanting to learn about astrology, be sure to take a look at our websites in the weeks to come, because we're going to be announcing our intro to astrology. So if you want to understand astrology and maybe learn a bit more and put yourself on the path of astrology, Stacey's going to be doing a class for us in January. So you want to look for that information. Stacey, it's as always a pleasure. So I know you're going to have some exciting news for us coming into 2022. And what do you want to share with our listeners so that they can understand how they can look at their astrology and how to interpret it for 2022 before we go?
Astrology really helps you explain what your life journey is all about. And knowing the way where the energies are, how to kind of use them to your advantage, knowing the tools that you have to overcome the challenges that we set forth, just helps the understanding better. I think astrology helps you to understand that you really are in control of your own life. You're not a victim of your own life. And you have all the tools to do it. And when we look at your individual birth chart, you get a greater understanding of what your journey is all about.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, Stacey, everyone. If you want to learn more about Stacey and her work, go to destinyinthestars.com. And Stacey, I guess we'll talk to you next year.
Well, thank you, Sarah, and I am grateful to you and the whole Sarah Spiritual community and being a part of it.
Well, we love having you. We're grateful for you and your wisdom and input, and we'll talk again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Bye.